T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
This is Merlone, Fourier, and Mecco.
Yeah, I feel like this is a bad time for me to bring this up. I don't know why. Maybe I feel like I should bail on it. Because I didn't even know that, you know, that she died. I'm sitting here doing all this stuff. So I just had this, I was going to come in and complain about the fact that I can't stop eating sugar.
Christian.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Why are you making this about
me? So Mecco, well, it was always going to be about me. It was just like we added Fleetwood Mac.
Wanted to ask, obviously, about last couple meetings with the Bills, them not punting. Is that something you take personally?
Touchdown, Dawson Knox. Touchdown, Emmanuel Sanders. Touchdown, Gabriel Davis. A Buffalo barrage. Josh Allen has taken it to another level.
I mean, I think you have to.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There you go, Buffalo. You got a playoff victory at home against the hated New England Patriots.
Lou Merlone.
As ever, comma, fact, comma, but. I don't know what any of that means.
Christian Fourier.
Well, if Paul was here, I wouldn't be so stupid.
Megan Ottolini.
Willing to throw this out to the audience. 617-774-7774.
Don't worry about it. They know it.
617, whatever the number is.
It's Merlone, Fourier, and Mecco on Boston Sports Original.
Inside the incestuous affairs that nearly destroyed Fleetwood Mac.
WEEI.
Terrible joke.
Oh.
Terrible timing.
It's game day.
Oh, yeah.
We are down here at Helix Esports, down at Patriots Place, getting ready for the game tonight. It's Pats and the Bills.
Yeah.
What do you say, Foyer?
Hello, Lou.
What do you say, Mecco?
It's game day.
It is game day.
When is
it,
when's the last time you had, like, the pregame jitters? Like, you know, like the ones that you really, the important, the big game, like when's the last time you had
probably
those?
When I was playing in a game.
I know, but when was the last time? Because I played a lot of games. I didn't have a pregame jitters.
As a fan. For the Patriots? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, sure.
Since Brady, I haven't had it since Brady left.
Because no, I feel like the bigger, obviously the bigger games, I had like I guess more anxiety, I guess, as opposed to you know, and it's been a long time.
Yep,
even like
yep.
I would have to go back to like when I played for the Patriots, even though I played for the Commanders and I played for the Carolina Panthers
never
afterwards.
For the Commanders.
It just never. I didn't play for the Commanders,
exactly.
But the team before actually. Two names ago.
I never played for the Guardians.
Yeah.
Can I want to ask if this is accurate. I'm trying to think. So when you two have the jitters before a big game, I feel like this is how it manifests.
Okay.
I feel like for Lou, he would come into the clubhouse kind of quiet, like overdoing his own thing, like just making sure he has everything. Oh, okay, like he has his lucky glove or whatever, and he's got the right socks on, and just like
foot. Checking
through his bag like 7 times to make
to
sure and everything. And I feel like you, with your jitters, and I put that in quotations, would come in like 5 minutes before be around and just blah, 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 blah,
first bus, first bus. Always first bus.
Okay, no, you're right, because you
first
show
bus.
Up really
I don't
early
like. I don't like being late.
So
it would freak me out.
You would be there, since you have the jitters, you'd be there 90 minutes before you were supposed to be
well,
there.
Yeah, way too
and
early.
And you would sit there and talk to every single person within a two-foot radius of you.
Yeah, I was always, I was like a traveling hillbilly, whatever. You know, I was like in the training room, then I was in the weight room, then I'd go outside, then I'd come back in, I'd go to the cafeteria, I'd come back in, I'd sit next to the guy, hey, once he's showing up, I have nobody to talk to. Yeah, the key, I don't know if you remember this, like as far as for men, I will say what I saw routinely is when guys got nervous, they would urinate a lot.
Ew.
They would pee a lot. Yeah.
I think that happens with all people.
But when you're nervous, I don't know. Like, I haven't talked to any women about, like, you know, pregame jitters. I've never heard that before.
Oh, that always would happen to me before, like a run test.
Okay, like, same thing. Yeah, crap. You're dreading
like
the run
test. In
the
middle of the run test, I'm going to have to pee my pants.
No, yeah, no, I understand. But this is, I feel like this is that game where the players would have these, you know, like, you know, a week three game, you're not getting these jitters, right? You know, the farther, once you get past Thanksgiving, you understand, like, how important the games are. So I think you would be a little bit more anxious, especially after coming off a loss, hosting Buffalo after they beat your ass 2 weeks in a row. I mean, two games in a row, right? The last game of the regular season against them, and then the first playoff game.
You think it's like a rally? Hey, let's try to make a punt today?
I think, like, that would be the goal. As far as the goals, hey, guys, let's all go to our vision board.
See if we can make a punt.
Like, my off-season vision board as a Patriot would be, as a Patriot defender, make Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills offense punt once. there's like the punter of the Buffalo Bills punting on his vision board right next to a Lamborghini, like right next to a vacation that I want to go to. Like, this is that game. Like, this is that game post-Thanksgiving where you really should be getting the jitters. When you go to Arizona and you go to the Raiders, I don't think it'll be as – prevalent.
See, I actually think
like
the worst thing you can do is what you said you thought I was, is be quiet.
Was I right about that?
No, 100% opposite.
Oh, what were you like?
I never shut up.
Really?
Oh, I was like a freaking
Your
clown.
Nickname was Mouse.
Yeah, I never shut up.
But yeah, I'm just saying, quiet as a mouse in the corner. I don't believe him. I feel like he's trying to play this off differently.
That's because you like see me before a show when I'm trying to like figure out what we're doing. But when you walk in, the worst thing you could ever do is just sit there and be quiet and think about it. Like, for us, we walk in there at 1:32 in the afternoon. It's like joke around, play cards for about an hour or so, get your work in, go in the cage, hit lift, whatever you got to do, and just try not to think about it.
Yeah.
You've already prepared for it the best you can. Like, I don't want to think about it. I want to, when it's like an hour before, at 6 o'clock for a 7 o'clock game, 6:15 is like when you start getting your mind right.
But this game, 6:15, 6:30. Agree or disagree, based on where they're at, how badly they got embarrassed the last two times we played them, how many times Bill Belichick was gaslighting everyone, almost for everything, especially the whole punt thing that we talked about early in the week. I feel like that's a sign of how important this game is. And Bill was never big on pregame speeches. He was never a big rah-rah guy. I mean, the 4 years I played there, I thought once I was like, the hair on the back of my neck stood up.
Ooh, what'd he say?
It was just like the way he said it was against the Carolina Panthers in the Super Bowl, and it was so out of character for him.
Ooh, the hair on the back of my neck is standing
up. Well, he was usually just like fact-based with his pregame talks. This is what's going to happen. It was like just all information. But against the Carolina Panthers, I felt like it was personal, and I felt we all felt it. If you go back to that Super Bowl, when we ran out there, there was almost a fight at midfield for the coin toss. Nobody went to the sideline. We went to midfield. They went to midfield. It was like, we are going to let them know that we want to fight you. It's going to be, sure, X's and O's, we don't give a crap. I feel like this is the attitude they need to have. They need to come out like the Bills stole something. And technically, they kind of did.
So do you think that this is, and we always throw this phrase out there, so I'll throw it out there and ask you, is this a must win?
Yes. Well, actually, no.
No.
Technically, can we put him in the book? Can we kind of split it?
Yeah.
Because obviously, technically, it isn't. But I think emotionally, it is.
Well, my point is that
fair?
I think here's the thing. I think you lose this game. You know, we can go over it later on. Like the Bengals got the Chiefs, the Jets got the Vikings. You know, and I think the Raiders, I think, are playing the Chargers. So maybe they win that game. Whatever. You go to 6-6. My guess is you're still a game out. Now, next week, when they go to Arizona, I will tell you that that is a must win. But tonight, a must win, it's huge if you could pull it out. But I don't think it cripples you.
No, I don't think it does either.
The Jets was a must win 2 weeks ago.
I still felt like even if they lost this game, like mathematically they're still in it. There's five games left. You got plenty of opportunity. But I think it's different with the Bills. There's obviously been a change, you know, as far as who runs the East. And we thought it was just going to be the Bills. Well, no, now it's the Bills, and it's the Miami Dolphins. But the Bills, more importantly, because I felt like the Miami wins felt like a little bit lucky, and it was like, oh, something random would happen, and, you know, it just didn't look like they had earned it, even though they earned the win, but it felt like something kooky happened. With the Bills, they literally beat you down. They were so embarrassed about you coming to Buffalo in that first game. Even the players, Poyer and all those guys, they just left the post-game press conference because they were insulted by the questions. And then they come back and they play you another time here in New England. Then you play them in Buffalo, and they don't punt once. even Sean McDermott was like, you know, just unbelievably just pissed. So I do think for the Patriots, it's not like you know, the bully on the block that you can never beat, but it's I feel like you need to physically do something against this team.
So I feel like it's actually more about you than the Bills at this point, because, you know, we started out coming out of the bye talking about this 3-game stretch where it was going to be the Jets. That was absolutely a must-win for your season to stay alive, for you to have any hope in yourself. Then you go to the Vikings, big game, Thanksgiving night. And then you have this one. It's capping off that trifecta. And look, like, the division is what it is. It's not going to be like 2010 again. It's not going to be 2015. It's not going to be 2008. Like, there are better teams than you in this division. But I just feel like if you go into this 3-game stretch and you only go 1-2 versus the getting to go 2-1 and say something about your team and catching this Bills team at one of the most opportune times that you can. I mean, they're coming off of all this funky travel. They basically moved to Detroit for like a week and a half. And then you have some kind of illness going around their locker room reportedly. And you've got their left tackle now that's out for the game. And we'll get to what's happening with your injuries. But this team, this Patriots team, has not been opportunistic this season. And I think that's a real downfall. They haven't stolen a game. This is being primed for you to have the ability to steal a game, make a statement coming out of this bye, and charge you into the next six games
that's
of the season.
That's why I think the theme is, Mego. It's almost like everything's been flipped. Because if you were a Buffalo Bill, if you were a player, if you were a fan, the beating the Patriots was almost like some sort of mythical like opportunity. Like it didn't exist. Like it was, you thought about it, but it never came to reality. At least not a game that was important. You've had some throwaway games where the Patriots didn't even want them, and then you felt like it was all fake. It was fraudulent. You didn't really earn anything. They didn't want to win. They didn't even try.
Yeah.
But you went home like, yeah, we got them. But you know, we all know what the reality is. So it's flipped. So the Patriots, I feel like they need to reestablish themselves as a player in this division. That's what I think, because they have dominating it. So, I mean, and if you don't win at home and this let them know that you're for real, then I do think it's just going to be harder and harder and harder the more they beat you. Because then I think it becomes mental.
Well, listen, you got to steal some games the last six. I mean, obviously you look at Arizona and Vegas and you say, okay, but that's not going to be enough. You know, 2-4 gets you at 8-9. That's not going to be enough. So whether it's one of the two against the Bills, whether it's Cincy, whether it's Miami, whatever. So, you know, and is it easier to win at home than maybe up in Buffalo? So you could argue that this is the one opportunity you have to take down the Bills. But I don't know. I mean, listen, if they win this game, 7-5 with Arizona and Vegas coming up now,
divisional,
now it gets a lot more interesting.
Divisional game.
I just don't.
Home.
Here's the thing. I don't think they're winning tonight. Okay, and I don't get into the whole what you guys think about this game, but I don't think they're winning this football game. But I don't think it's going to be like the last couple games they've played.
What do you mean?
I think this game is going to be a lot. No, it's not going to be a blowout. No, I think it's going to be a lot like we've seen this year. Baltimore and Minnesota. Like, they're in it. They're either up 3, down 3, whatever in the fourth quarter. And this is the types of games they have to get into. They got to prove they can win one of those games. But it'd be nice to get into another one of those types of games to see if they're capable of playing sound football in the fourth quarter, winning football. So I think they lose this game, but I think it's pretty close. It's not a blowout.
See, yeah, but go ahead.
Oh, sorry, Lou. I wrote down a Frankenstein monster between the Ravens game and the Vikings game, because the matchup here to me is the Patriots defense against Josh Allen running. And they haven't proved, like, we talk about how they've been able to completely wreck bad quarterbacks or even just below average quarterbacks. But the real thing is the running quarterback. And Josh Allen, whatever's going on with his elbow and all that, like maybe he'll give you an interception that your secondary can finally grab and return or something for the first time in several weeks. But it's really that rushing capability that has been the kryptonite to this defense and like really exposed them.
I remember there was years ago, Florida was playing, Urban Meyer was the head coach. Florida was playing, just call it Georgia. I can't remember. It was a big time rival. So Urban Meyer, this all comes out after the fact, right? So Urban Meyer tells his team, hey, when the first time we score, I want the entire team to run out to the field. The entire team, right? So it was almost like, listen, we need to establish that we're in this together. It's a whole visual like aspect that he tried to create. So they score first series. The entire team. team runs out to like the 5-yard line.
They're eight flags.
Yeah, eight flags, but he didn't care.
Yeah.
They ended up winning the game. And I was like, wow, this feels like that type of game. We have to win this game. So I guarantee you, you're going to see a lot of jumping around. You're going to see a lot of high-fiving. You're going to see a lot of, like, if a defender makes a tackle, you're going to see 10 guys there. I say if somebody makes a catch, you're going to see offensive linemen running downfield to pick them up, like after a run, after a catch. Like, that, to me, it's an energy game. Like, you have to somehow get an edge. So you mentioned, like, the Bills played three games on the road, right? They played two in Detroit because they were displaced because of the snow. Now, this is their third game in a row . They should be kind of weary, a little tired, maybe just, man, I just can't wait to get home. This is an opportunity. You have been home. You are rested. You should have the advantage, you would think. So how much is that even worth against a Buffalo Bills offense and a Josh Allen?
All right. How do you think see this thing game going right now? Is this another blowout like the last couple of games? Is it a close game? Is it a Patriots win? And is it a must win for the New England Patriots? 617-779-7937. When we come back, we'll go over some of these injury reports and what everything looks like for both teams and how it might affect this game. Tommy Curran is going to join us, NBC Sports Boston, at 3:30. We're down here, Helix Esports, down here at Patriot Place, right next to Showcase Cinemas. Come on down here, say hello to us, get you ready for the Bills-Pats. We'll talk about the injuries coming up next.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Apex Entertainment. Patriots had a new addition to the injury report this morning. That's Trent Brown, now questionable to go with an illness. He joins David Andrews, Yadni Kajust, who are all questionable on the offensive line. Jacoby Myers questionable with a shoulder injury. He's reportedly expected to play tonight. The Bills enter this game having won three of the past four regular season meetings. Kickoff is at 8:15. Earlier today, the Patriots restructured the contract of Matthew Judon, creating $2.2 million in cap space. In other NFL news, police in Tampa issued an arrest warrant for Antonio Brown today. The active warrant states that Brown is wanted on battery charges stemming from an incident last week. Celtics won their fifth straight, topping the shorthanded Heat in front of William and Kate. 134-121 was your final. Jason Tatum, 49 points in this one. Malcolm Brogdon, 21 off the bench. Season proved to 18-4 on the year, 11-1 at home. They'll play the Heat again tomorrow night at TD Garden. In related news, Celtics center Al Horford has agreed on a 2-year, $20 million contract extension that will keep him in Boston through 2025. Celebrate with friends, family, and coworkers at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Apex is 100,000 square feet of pure fun for all ages. Be amazed by 30 luxury bowling lanes, go-kart tracks, sports simulators, and more. Come to Marlboro and visit or check us out at apexentertainment.com. I'm Christian Arkin. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trent Brown got put on the injury report this morning with an illness. Now, I'm told he's going to play, but the question is, can he finish the game? This is the second time he's been sick in the last 3 weeks. Did not start the Jets game a couple weeks ago. Bill Belichick wouldn't say if that was discipline-related or illness-related, but he ended up playing in that game at some point. But the problem is the Patriots don't have their right tackle, Isaiah Wynn. He'll miss the second straight game with a foot injury. And Marcus Cannon, who was his replacement, is on IR with a concussion. So that leaves Yadni Kajust, who started the last few games at right tackle, and then Connor McDermott, who was signed off the Jets practice squad about a week ago.
Man.
Hello.
Mike Giardi. There we go. Mike Giardi, the NFL media, kind of going over what the deal is with the New England Patriots and some of these injuries. Trent Brown. He is now questionable. New addition of the illness. And Ryan, can you just fill me in? Yeah, I think you just ran that by me about 10 minutes ago with Jacoby Myers.
According to Adam Schefter, Jacoby Myers is listed as questionable for tonight's game due to a shoulder injury. He is expected to play, though, per source. Okay.
He was already listed, but yeah, now he's expected to play.
So he
isn't Connor Mc... can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Okay.
I can't hear myself. Hello. Can't hear myself. Is it Connor McDermott? Isn't he like an actor?
Connor McDermott?
Yeah, I thought he was an actor.
Connor McDavid?
No, there was another McDermott, though.
Right?
Oh, God.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Was he in, like, 90210 or something?
Dylan McDermott.
Dylan McDermott.
Okay, yeah. Well, McDermott
will he be on the offensive line?
I don't know. Listen, okay. He could help.
Well, I don't know who is, because Isaiah Wynn is out, okay? And now you've got, you know, Trent Brown is questionable with an illness. Andrews? We got to believe Andrews is going to play, right? With the thigh? We don't know. Yanni Kajust, he's another one.
So your starting offensive lineup could potentially be, worst case scenario here, left tackle who?
Well, tell me who
I don't know.
Who threw out the names you said before?
Oh, that was Ryan. Ryan had those. Let me find those.
Well, I'm just saying.
Because Ryan was like, okay, so this is like, I guess this is like a doomsday scenario. Okay,
yeah.
This is from Ryan Garvin, our producer, okay? Okay, in the wild card game last year, right, Ryan? This you're talking about?
Yes.
Your offensive line was Shaq Mason, Ted Karras, Haran, Trent Brown, and Andrews. Okay, I think Shaq was obviously your right guard. Karras was probably left guard. Haran was probably your right tackle.
Yeah.
Okay, so tonight it could be just your starting five in no particular order. Kajust, Strange, Andrews, Ferentz, Owanu.
Where's he? Where's Ferentz playing if Andrews is
going to be a guard?
He's
going to
be a guard. He's going to be a guard, yeah. Because Owanu's got to get kicked out. So think about that. So thank God that Von Miller is not playing, right? Because that would make me feel a little bit better about my opportunities to succeed. Just knowing that in the fourth quarter when we need to play, I don't have to sit there and freak out because Von Miller has his ears back and he's ready to come after me. So lucky for them, he's not playing. But even with that, I mean, Kajust, Strange, Andrew. So Andrew's probably 70%. Strange is just all over the place. Ferentz, listen, he does his best. Owanu, I mean, didn't you always want him to play right tackle anyways? So you should be happy.
I am. I don't mind Owanu kicking out and Ferentz sliding in at right guard. I don't mind that at all with Strange. It's just more of the left side. Now Kajust is out there.
So what
you know,
if Kajust...
Trent Brown doesn't play because of an illness. I always wonder, like, illness. Like, I don't know.
Is...
I mean, these guys, I know these big fellas.
How bad does it have to be?
Yeah, I mean, you're late 20s, for God's sakes. Like how many times you get sick when you're late 20s?
So
like,
Trent
just sick, you
Trent
can't play
Brown
a football
is,
game.
Isn't he, like, 32, Trent Brown?
Well, he's not, you know, 25.
Did you get the flu a lot as a kid? Like, in your 20s?
I mean, not that I can remember.
That's what I'm just saying. Like, everyone's
Trent
got
Brown's
illness.
29.
This guy's 29. Got an illness. He's going to miss the game. I'm like, God, what kind of illness? Like, no COVID thing we get. You know, maybe they're feeling fine, but COVID protocol. Yeah. Got to keep him out. An illness that's going to keep you out of Thursday night football.
What is going on with him? Because Mike Girardi mentioned this briefly in that report when we were coming back from the commercial break, that he didn't start last week.
Nope.
And he had some things that he posted on his social media saying that basically his sister sent him like a care package because he wasn't feeling well. So is this like a lingering thing, or does he just have a horrible immune system to your point where he's like, I don't know, does he like bite his fingernails and he just picks up every single thing?
No, I'm just saying, let's just say you just don't feel right. You feel a little bit weak or you got a head cold. I don't know, but like an illness that doesn't let you go out there and play. Like I've seen a lot of guys play with some bad stuff and
the
just
only
play
thing,
through it. Like,
well, okay, so the flu, I've seen a bunch of guys fight through the flu, achiness, congestion, whatever.
Right.
The one thing I have never seen anybody even attempt to play through.
The crappers.
The mud butt.
Yeah, mud butt.
Come on.
Lamar Jackson tried to that one time.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Can you
not
just get that
chance.
Guy some Imodium?
No, it doesn't
you
work.
You can't lock him up?
We did that
for one of our goalies mud one bite. Game.
I mean,
we were like, you got to be in there.
If you're supposed to take two of these, take like 10.
Exactly.
Lock yourself up.
I don't know.
You talk a couple days, but deal with it.
You got to just congeal it,
yeah.
You know?
And now that I'm talking about
solidify it.
Like food poisoning, right, is another thing. Like that I had, so, like where you're violently throwing up for hours and there's nothing you can do to stop it.
I know. Then you missed the first hour of the show and you came on.
But I, you know what? I rallied.
So I'm just saying, like, if you had an illness yesterday or whatever that pops up, like, I don't know.
Listen, I know you shouldn't do this.
You just question him, period.
I just question, yeah, and I did since the beginning of the year because I do feel like if you're not really vested, how much do you want to, like, you know, put yourself in harm? You know, if you're not like, I'll run through a wall for you, coach. Like, that's the guys who are just 100% invested. They don't care. I don't know if that's him.
Well, with this offensive line,
he is the wall.
This is something that Tom Curran brought up, I think, on his podcast a couple weeks ago about the difference between having Skarnecchia there and having him gone. Who are these guys playing for? I mean, like, is it enough for them to play for each other? Like, I'm talking specifically about the offensive line.
Yeah,
because those guys, yeah. Like Curran talked about, those guys were locked in on playing for Scar. Like, that was a guy they didn't want to let down. There was a real thing there. I mean, do they feel that way about Mac Jones? Do they feel like, oh, Max, maybe yeah. they should
Billy,
turn it on themselves of like, man, you see how Mac got screwed over? Like, we got to go out there and play for Mac. Let's do this for this kid.
I don't think professional athletes should be looking for someone to play for.
Just
you know
money?
What I mean? Like, well, I'm just saying, like, you might even sit there and say, I don't want to let Scar down. I believe that angle of it. But if Scar's gone, now what are we playing for? You know what I mean? You're professional athletes. You're
but
playing
it's that
for...
extra edge thing.
Where, I agree
where
with
this,
that. I
where this
that.
Offensive line has no freaking edge at all.
Well,
like,
maybe
I'm
they
sorry.
Have no accountability. They have no coaching. They have, you know, that.
It's
that
inspiration.
Might be an issue.
It's motivation. Like, I understand. They're professionals. They should be going out there and playing at the highest level every single game. But as we've seen this entire season, that's not reality. So, like, what do you do to bring them together? Because that they haven't been.
No, or they just aren't that
good.
And
it's not going to be Matt Patricia.
I mean, it might be reality. They're just not that good.
So you can do the whole kumbaya thing all day long, but once you get an isolation play where the guard can't help you as a left tackle or the center has to, you know, slide to the right and you're on an island, I don't care how inspirational you feel, much sleep you get at night, you're freaking the heck out.
You know what I'm doing? If I'm David Andrews, like, I'm coming back.
Shooting it up?
I'm doing that. But then once I get my shots, I'm coming in and I'm like, don't you all hate Matt Patricia? Aren't you so sick of him and Joe Judge? And see what they did to Mac. Like, screw those guys. Let's do this for us. Let's do this for Mac.
That would be your
Team
speech.
Mac over here.
You're going to Jedi mind trick him is what you're going to do.
Be like, you know
you're
what?
You're like, I know what I'm
do it in spite of him. Yeah.
And then
when we are awesome and we go into the press conference, never say his name.
Wow.
Just say like, oh, wow, it's all about our quarterback. He had a great
game. That's such a spiteful thing to do.
Divide and conquer.
You know what? You know what unites
just like
people?
A woman.
Spite and hate.
Hating their coworkers.
Well, hating
so
their boss.
So unified in hate.
Unified in
makes
hate.
Makes you stronger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's all hate our coach so badly we play better.
Yeah, we'll show him. We're going to win.
Look, it's probably
and he'll be like, hey, it works.
An emotion they can easily tap into at this point.
That's what happened in Major League. They all hated the owner, remember?
There you go.
Yep. Owner's different, though.
Peeling
life imitates art.
So you want a Matt Patricia, like, you know, one of those, like,
peel
a section of his, so you see him naked.
Remember the effigies of Matt Patricia?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the Bills are going to be out with their left tackle as well. Is it Dawkins?
Like my eyes.
So they're down an offensive lineman.
It just looks like his beard all the way down.
Just one big hairball.
But it's really voluminous. Yeah. So it like puffs out. It's 3D very much.
Yeah.
Like sorry, continue.
You guys, go ahead. Let me take a phone call. Tony in Bridgewater. Tony, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, you guys? Good show. I'll tell you, the Patriots, I mean, it's nice to dream. We're always dreaming like it was 10 years ago. But the whole thing with the Patriots in the red zone, it's gonna kill him. It already has killed him. But the receivers cannot separate. We all know this, and this is the biggest thing in the red zone. I mean, you can't swap 7 points for 3 points. I think they're gonna get crushed tonight. I really do.
All right, Tony, appreciate it. Listen, I think this is probably the biggest concern. That's why I think it's gonna be close and probably similar to Baltimore and similar to Minnesota. That in the fourth quarter, they're going to have the ball up three, down three, and it's going to be Josh Allen and Steph Diggs. Elite talent.
What do you make of blaming the receivers? They don't get enough separation. I mean, that's not really what Devontae Parker is supposed to do. He's supposed to get the separation in the air like a basketball player.
Contested catches.
Yeah, there you go. 80-20?
Yeah.
When's the last time we heard that?
Yeah, it doesn't work.
July?
They're all just good. That's all. Yeah. They're all just good. But there isn't like, you know, like Steph Diggs, like if Gabe Davis or Isaiah McKenzie goes off today, it's going to be because of the attention to Steph Diggs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So the attention to Justin Jefferson allowed Thielen to get 9 catches. Like the attention of all these stud wide receivers who still get theirs opens it up for everybody else. The Patriots don't really have that. So you know, do not can is it because they can't get separation? No, I just think because this is why you struggled, you know, in the fourth quarters. Because you, who do you turn to? He said yesterday in the fourth quarter, Brady would go to Edelman and Gronk. Like, that was it. He'd mess around with everybody. But in the fourth quarter, in the final drive, it was Edelman, Gronk, Edelman, Edelman, Gronk, Gronk, touchdown.
So mine would be Myers, 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 Henry. Henry, Henry, Myers, 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 Henry. Those would be my two guys.
It'd be Ramondre.
That I was focused on. Well, Stevenson, I feel like he's one of those guys that he's always an outlet, even if he's not the – these are ties where, like, you're the number one read. Let's say the number one read, and then, you know, Ramondre gets all those, like, extra little check-down plays or runs to the flat or something like that where he gets an extra catch.
Let me go to Eddie in the car, who doesn't think the Pats have a chance either. Go ahead, Eddie.
Hey, guys, how are you? Hey, I'm really looking forward to tonight's game, and I certainly hope the Patriots can come and bring their best game. But if they bring their best game and Buffalo brings their worst game – Buffalo still probably wins the game. You know, I really do. And I haven't seen anything last year or this year that gives me any reason to believe that this Patriots team is ready to step up and stop Buffalo. They couldn't do it. Even if they stop them two or three times tonight, that'll be better than they did last time. It just isn't going to be good enough. I think it's going to be ugly. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, listen,
all right, Eddie, appreciate it.
It can't go any worse than it went, last year. When it was two back-to-back games against them where they didn't punt. I feel like that's got to be some sort of NFL record. Like, they didn't punt once. It was touchdown, touchdown, like, whatever.
How loud do you think they're going to cheer tonight when the Bills punter walks out for
that's
the
a good, that's
it's
good.
They're going to go nuts.
I like that.
I like that idea. Like, oh, yeah. Wait, hold on, son.
We did it for
this is what they call the – here comes the punt team.
Is this David Andrews?
Who are those people, Daddy?
Dad, what's that real skinny, unathletic guy back there doing? Can he really catch the ball?
That's the punter, son.
Oh, the punter. You mean I could be a punter, Daddy? No, son. You suck.
How? I mean, this is insane. If you ever look back at that game log of, like, the playoff game?
Yeah, actually.
Like,
yeah.
I have it up here right now.
Okay.
So the Bills, 70 yards, 9 plays, touchdown. 10 plays, 80 yards, touchdown. 10 plays, 81 yards, touchdown. 4 plays, 89 yards, touchdown. 58 yards, touchdown. 77 touchdown, 39 touchdown. 8 straight drives, touchdowns. And one of them was a short field, 39 yards. That was it. It was 80, 81, 89, 70, 77. Like, just right down the field. Seven straight drives of touchdowns. Freaking stupid.
Yeah, and so the whole, like, you know, we're joking about it. Like, how loud would the fans cheer? Like, first of all, do they know?
Oh,
yes.
They know.
Oh, they know. Okay,
so, oh God, everybody
so,
knows.
Because it really, there needs to be some, like, you know, okay, let's all admit that we actually, this is good, that's good, let's clap it up. So, two things that would be huge for them.
Can you tell if a clap is sarcastic? Oh, good, the punter's out. Because
yeah.
I feel like that's
no,
what it will be.
Not on the field
because,
as a football game.
Because Patriots fans don't think they've fallen so far that they would actually do that with sincerity.
Well, you know who
it'll be sarcastic.
You know what it is?
This clap is sarcastic. Yeah.
You know what you're looking
Slash
for
S.
from the Patriots defense? A Kyle Schwarber-esque moment. So he fields the ball. He gets the guy out, and he's just like, oh, and everybody's clapping for him. Right? It's like he wasn't supposed to do that. No, but everybody was ripping him because he couldn't do it, and sure as hell he does it, so everyone gives him the courtesy clap.
So to Eddie's call, though, he says that there's no chance – even if Buffalo plays their worst game. I don't agree with that because I do think that this Buffalo team is significantly worse than they were last year. I just think you're also worse than you were last year at this point in the season. And I heard the midday guys talking about this, Gresh and Keefe, and they were arguing about this. Keefe was saying that the Patriots are an average team, which means they're not a good team. And, like, I know we get into the tiers and everything, but I feel like Buffalo went from being an elite team to a very good team. They're a very good team this year. You went from being a good team last year to an average team this year. I totally agree with that. Can an average team beat a good team? Yeah, but the circumstances have to be right.
See, but I'll add to that. I will see your average team and mm-hmm. your tiers, and I will add, but they have an Allen. They have a Josh Allen. Like, they have one of those, like, you know, special.
Yeah,
like,
but he's been a dum-dum recently.
I know, but I still, I understand him, like, what he would do between, like, you know, the third quarter and, you know, the second quarter and the third quarter. But in that fourth quarter, I mean, I would get super nervous that he would end up breaking your heart. It feels inevitable. Like, if it turns into a one-score game.
Yeah, because he's a star.
Because he's a star. Yeah. Like, he has an Allen. They have an Allen.
To that point, Mago, like, I disagree. Like, what does Buffalo's worst game look like? Well, they lost to the Jets. Okay, and Josh Allen went 18 for 34, 205 yards, no touchdowns and two picks.
There you go.
Okay, so if that happens, if at the end of tonight, if those are his numbers, you will win the football game. If that's what he is. If he's right around 50%, no touchdowns and two picks, you're not losing that game. I mean, if you do, close up shop. But I mean, you're not losing that game. So I think.
Wait, so which part do you disagree with me?
No, I agree with you.
I disagree with the caller.
I disagree with the caller.
Okay,
when he said,
good.
Like,
if the Bills play
their worst game. Like I said to him, like, I disagree with you. So we'll see. Listen, we got more of your calls up here. You guys want to talk about this Bills-Patriots game. What do you expect here tonight? Buffalo Bills, New England Patriots, kickoff, 8:15 here at Gillette. We're down here at Helix Esports.
Woo!
Down here, come on down. Some people out here enjoying. Some people Buffalo screaming fans. And yelling. Some Buffalo fans are in the house. We need some Pats fans here as well. 617-779-7937. Your call's next. All right, let's get back to your calls. Big game here tonight down at Gillette. Pats, Bills. Oh. Big Wago right
whoa,
now.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Sorry.
Jesus, Arcan coming in hot.
Coming in hot is right.
Excuse me.
Let's go to Phil in Maine. Phil, go ahead. You're on the show, buddy.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Unfortunately, I don't think we have a whole lot of prayer against Josh Allen tonight. I have a feeling that, you know, he's going to run all over the place. With the conditions being the way they are, I think that's optimal for him to run more than throw with his hand, elbow, whatever it is. He's going to be looking to run every opportunity, and I don't think our linebackers are even close to up to the task. I mean, honestly, I give that about as much chance as Poirier's glasses had when he did the catch competition.
Damn. So you're saying no chance.
That's not much of a chance.
I mean, that's not even fair. My glasses were just made out of plastic.
And by the way,
we taped them back together.
Yeah.
So he says...
Not much of a chance.
So the whole, like, you know, Josh Allen running, that thing is an obvious concern. But, I mean, it's always going to be a concern. It's, okay, nothing works. I'm just going to do it myself. That's what I think. Like, sometimes I think that's could be... like an Achilles heel for him. You know that in the end, he's going to say, screw it, I'll do it myself. Can you, you know, like, I guess, practice that? Can you, like, predict it? Can you predict when he's going to go, I'm going to do it myself, and then be ready for it?
Well, I would ask you, like, who's the guy, right? Like, I don't know. You tell me, I don't remember. Like, who's supposed to be the guy in Lamar, even though he's like a unicorn? Who's the guy on Josh Fields? Like, who gets the shot?
Justin Fields, rather.
Who gets the shot on this guy? Like, Mac Wilson?
But here his fastest, name an awful lot. Whoever the fastest guy is.
Bill said he's one of the fastest linebackers in the league.
He's like, tiny.
Well, I'm just saying, what happened with all this speed? It was like, you know, speed linebackers are going to stop these, like, running quarterbacks, right? And they still torched you this year.
Well, you know what I
and
hear
these guys? And they're re-upping Tavai. Like, they're like, hey, this is
yeah,
it was supposed
like
to
him.
Be.
Yeah,
no,
like
I'm not saying he's not a good player. Yeah. He is, but it's not the mold that they were, you know,
yeah,
telling everyone that they were going towards with the speed there.
Yeah, but I think he's been like almost like a downhill. Let me destroy the guard, make the tackle. I kind of like the way they're using him. No wonder. It's obvious because they
so Mac
it,
Wilson, Duggar?
Here's the thing with him. So the thing with Josh Allen is the more, like, room he has to kind of get going. It's like an 18-wheeler going downhill, right? It's like, listen, you want to catch him when he's in first gear. If you try to tackle him when he's in third or fourth, good luck.
He laughs at you.
He's going to run you over. He's going to stiff arm you, and he's going to – you know what I mean? So it's almost like, on one hand, you got to stay really close to the line of scrimmage just so you can grab him quick and then just wait for help. But then you're like, okay, what if I get lost in the wash? I think it's – you guys have a bright guy, a clever guy, a guy that understands the circumstances. That's why I mentioned the whole, you know, can you predict when he's going to say, screw it, I'm going to do it on my own. And I feel like that's going to happen. And he, most of the time, he completes those opportunities.
I mean, look, you saw him 3 times last year. Like, you should know what his tendencies are and when he's going to take off and when he's going to throw and everything. I'm just looking at what this defense has done in case people forgot the exact metrics. Lamar Jackson, you let him rush for 107 yards in that Ravens game. And Justin Fields, 82 yards. Like, this defense has just been terrible against the running quarterbacks.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's going to have to change tonight. Let's go to Tim in Hanover. Tim, go ahead.
Hello, folks. I'm hoping for a good game tonight. The only thing is I'm hoping the offensive coordinators don't call two negative plays in a row where they're going to put these guys third and long or whatever, because if they give the ball back to them, they're going to have a hard time. I just think that this game is way bigger for Buffalo than New England. Reason being, Tua and the boys down there now are gelling together. In the beginning, they didn't really know each other, but that's the team that's going to be the team that for everybody to beat. It's going to be Miami. Let's see. Hopefully, Pats, hopefully they can do good.
All right. Thanks, Tim.
I don't like what he was implying there. Patriots aren't good enough for this to be a big game for him, is basically what he was saying.
Like, there's no shot.
Because the Bills and the Dolphins, well, the Dolphins are so good, you want to compete with them. Well, so what, the Patriots are nothing?
Like the Bills, the Patriots are a speed bump to the Bills. Like, yeah. They just got to hurry up and get over them and stay just pace with Miami and play them again.
Yeah,
you know,
just in our way
them.
For now. It's just, I don't see it that way. I do feel like it just, in the end, it's going to end similar to the Minnesota game, where they just make more plays. You know, and in the end, if each team gets an opportunity to win it, then that team with the best players is going to do it. That's the way I see it. I see them losing this game.
Luckily
personally.
For them, I actually think it's a good thing of playing Minnesota, like before they played Buffalo. It's just, you know, Minnesota was eye-opening for that defense, maybe for a lot of people that thought that defense was elite. And it was like, no. Let's see, you know, enough with Miami, enough with New York, enough with Indy. Go find and face a really good defense. And you did. A good offense, rather. And you did. And I think you faced a team that has maybe more talent, you know, as far as the weapons go. Not at the quarterback position, but everything else. Now you got a quarterback to deal with. But maybe it's just a little reality. You know, oh, my God, like, this is what happens when a quarterback, like when I leave a guy 5 yards open, the quarterback doesn't throw it to me instead of his own guy because he's that bad. You know what I mean? Or that tight window.
Josh Allen might do that, though.
Yeah, but that tight window that Cousins
that's
put
what
it
you
in.
That's what you got to get him to do.
Yeah, that Zach couldn't and Ellinger can't. Like, that's the difference facing, like, these types of offenses. So, playing Minnesota, eye-opening. Hopefully, they feel a little bit better about it.
Yeah, but you called it, like, the Bills game against the Jets. That's the template you want to use. That's the template you're hoping for.
Can the defense be that good is the real question.
And can he be that bad? Because some of it is self-inflicted on his own. It's not like, oh, they flush him out the pocket. You know, he turns into, you know, Zach Wilson sometimes like he did when it's his first 2 years in the league.
Let's go to Doug in Salem, New Hampshire. Go ahead, Doug. You're on.
Hey, so I have a scenario, an offensive call, and then come back with a crazy way they're going to lose.
Go. Okay.
So what I think you're going to see is you're going to see Mac Wilson, Raekwon, McMillan and Uche kind of blitzing and chasing Josh Allen. I think you might even see a defensive lineman kind of drop back to, you know, let the linebackers get after the pass rush and chase Josh Allen around.
Okay.
And then you throw your two young Marcus Jones, Jack Jones on the field to kind of ball hawk. So you get Josh Allen running, try to get him, like bait him into some throws. Game is tied going into the fourth quarter.
Okay.
I think we're going to see the offense actually get two fourth quarter touchdowns in the red zone.
Wow.
But
very specific.
The inexperienced defense gives up two straight 90-yard reverses because they're young and over-aggressive. And that's how they
end up. Exciting game ever.
Yeah.
All right,
wait.
Thank you. Appreciate
that.
That
would be a lot of fun.
I hope it happens before 9 so I can stay awake.
Two fourth quarter red zone touchdowns.
And two 90-yard reverses.
In the fourth quarter. Like, they struggle in the fourth quarter. They struggle in the red zone. But, nope, we're going to go two red zone touchdowns in the fourth quarter. Yeah, the fourth quarter worries me. I think it could be a game, but fourth quarter is bothering me. It's concerning. Let's go to Eric in Leominster. Go ahead, Eric.
Leominster.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How you doing?
How you doing?
What's up?
Dip.
I just see this one as I know everybody's down on the Pats having a chance tonight. I think they win this game. Not by a blowout by any means, but I see this as Belichick Super Bowl for this season. He knows what this team is and what it's capable of. And what happened in last year's playoffs is still fresh in his mind. No way does Josh Allen run around free tonight without getting popped a few good times.
All right, we'll see what happens.
Well, I mean, yeah. Bill will.
Bill can treat it like his Super Bowl, but do they have enough talent in the fourth quarter? Do they have enough discipline to not make stupid mistakes?
Oh, man, that's going to be a couple things that happen. I don't trust this team.
I don't trust these guys at all. And that's the problem I have.
Well, Lou, they didn't have any penalties on offense for the first time this year, right?
Yeah, and talking about jinxing yourself.
I mean,
how many are they going to have tonight on offense? Six?
Seven.
Well, Isaiah Wynn and Trent Brown might not play. So
how about Connor McDermott? We're thinking this guy, if he gets in there and starts playing, you think he's not going to have a little
– If he plays the entire game, over, under, and holds, two.
Over.
Yeah.
Over. And, man, holds are the worst, too. I'd rather jump off sides 10 times in a row before I get a holding call. It just kills a drive.
Yeah, let's get we got to go to break. We got to go to break.
Right,
we got Tommy Curry. He's going to join us at 3:30. We're going to dive more into some football then, because coming up next, I want to do a little bit of Celtics, because it was a good win last night. Jason Tatum went off, and the Royals were actually in the building. We might have predicted that one. We'll do a little bit of that next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.